Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. One of the reasons you're able to listen to us for free is because of the incredible people at Good Vibrations. Good Vibrations is a sex-positive store carrying the best toys with an informative website at goodvibes.com. I got my very first toy from Good Vibrations, so I've been a fan for a long time, and they never disappoint. They have a huge online store at goodvibes.com, and you can literally find anything on there from toys to DVDs to games. Just click on the Good Vibrations banner at sexwithemily.com and enter coupon code GVEMILY20 for 20% off on orders of $100 or more. So check it out. You'll help yourself, and you'll help keep Sex with Emily free, just like it should be. Thanks for listening. I promise your sex life will improve.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all of our podcasts. And most importantly, sign up for our mailing list, because we are going to be sending you a very special report we did. And it's a sex report, the biggest mistakes you're making in bed, and you're going to want to receive that report. So enter your email address. You'll be getting that soon. And also, we've got a lot of cool things happening. We always give away lots of free advice and information to you guys, so everyone has better sex. So check out our podcast, check out our mailing list, follow me on Twitter and Facebook, Sex with Emily, and email me your questions, feedback@sexwithemily.com, because I do answer them, and I do care about you and your problems and whatever you're going through. And we've heard it all, right, Menace, here on Sex with Emily?
Correct. How are you doing, Emily?
I'm great. How are you, Menace?
I'm good. I went to weekend one of Coachella. I'm back in San Francisco for a few days before I go back for weekend two.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Was it fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, but it was really windy on Sunday.
Ew, I would hate it. I'm so glad I wasn't there. I hate the wind.
It's crazy, but I spent a lot of time in the casinos. I didn't really go to the festival too much.
Oh, my God. You're the second person I talked to that didn't even go to the festival. Then why go to the festival?
I went for a day. But there's so much other parties and things to do around there. But if you want to see all the photos that I posted, they're pretty amazing on my Instagram. Just follow me on Instagram, Menace, one word, just Menace, M-E-N-A-C-E. I make it easy for you.
Follow him now, and follow me too, Sex with Emily on Instagram, although I don't update as much as I should. But I'm doing better. Menace's pictures are awesome. I met the mayor, this guy who's running for mayor of Los Angeles. He's like the front runner. It's the runoff. And he's really cute. I went to a fundraiser for him last night, and I met him, and I talked to him for a while. And I was like, you know, because I used to work in politics for like 10 years, and I was like, the election's in 5 weeks. Anyway, and I was telling him I worked in politics. I worked for Willie Brown, and I worked for Barbara Boxer in California. He's like, well, who are you working for now? I'm like, I actually have a sex talk radio show. And then he was like, okay. And I'm like, it was funny because I was like, oh, I'm going to. Oh, and then his publicist was like, she can tweet you. She's got a lot of Twitter followers. And then he's like, great. What's your Twitter handle? And then I was like, I'm not sure if you want to follow me. I'm like, you don't have to follow me. I don't know how it's going to help your political career. It was funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I met him. It was a good time.
You would totally ruin his career.
His name is Eric Garcetti. Eric Garcetti, if you live in Los Angeles.
I liked him. I like the current mayor of Los Angeles. He's cool. He's always on.
Oh, Antonio?
Yeah, Antonio's he's pretty slick. I like that.
Oh my God, dude. Let me tell you about Antonio Villagrosa. He is now the mayor of Los Angeles. And when I worked in politics 12 years ago, I went with him on a trade mission to South America, to Brazil, Argentina, and Chile. And then he was the speaker of the state legislature in California. And
what?
He was so cool. Yeah. And he was so cool, and he was like, we spent 2.5 weeks together. We were buddies. He'd come to San Francisco. We'd get dinner. Like, he's the coolest guy. He's
oh
a total
God.
Ladies' man. Yeah, he, like, got
he
caught in
like
an
it.
Affair a few years ago. Yeah, I know. He's awesome, but he's not going to be mayor anymore, and now there'll be a new mayor. But, I know him. He's cool. Yeah. Back in my former career, before I became a sex expert.
Wow.
I worked in politics. I've always been serving the world, either one vote at a time or one orgasm at a time.
Nice.
I give back. So, but it was interesting to be in Los Angeles, you know, after being in San Francisco for so long and hearing the issues that people have in Los Angeles and all that stuff. They're very different than San Francisco. Like, a lot of it is about, you know, well, schools is also a big issue all over the world. But anyway, it's interesting. Okay, so Coachella, I got tickets too, dude. I could go, but I'm not going to go this weekend because I'm going to stay here and do some other stuff and work because I kind of feel that I'm over festivals.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is the first time ever I went to a festival as a spectator, and I didn't know what to do with myself. I was kind of bored at some points.
Really? But, I could see that because, yeah, you're such a guy with a purpose. Like, because, Menace, how many years have you been working in radio now? Like, I just wrote 15. Your bio for that thing.
Oh, you did?
Shoot. I said 12. Okay. So 15 years in radio, like, you've gone to a gazillion concerts. It makes sense you wouldn't know what the hell to do. Because you're, like, always, like, recording or running around or you got places to be. And, Menace, can I be honest? You like to be the guy that has somewhere else to be so you don't have to talk to anyone very long.
Yes. I love it.
I know you so – how well do I know you?
You know
me
very well.
So then you can always be like – You always had to be like, oh, I got to go film something. Oh, I got to go backstage. Oh, I got to go. And now you've nowhere to go, and you have to sit down with your friends who you realize are boring, and you're bored.
Yeah.
Crazy. Exactly. You should hang out with me more because people like me who have ADD make it very fun because every second is different.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So today's show, I just got to give you a preview. We do a lot of different shows in Sex with Emily. And lately, Menace and I are still always doing our shows. We're going to be doing more shows a week with Menace. But sometimes Menace, since, you know, we're in different cities now, I have to do shows. Not have to, but I choose to do shows with some other people. I do interviews with some really interesting people lately. I did a show with David Wygan about seduction. They're all, like, experts in, like, seducing women and approaching women and, like, all these different things. Like, some are pickup artists, which are controversial. I just interviewed this woman who's coming out soon, Marnie. She's a wing girl. She, like, helps guys meet women. Bottom line issue is with all of these things that everyone wants to learn, they can't approach a woman, they don't know how to have sex with a woman, comes down to one thing. Do you know what that one common denominator issue that all these people have is, Menace?
What?
Whether it's in the bedroom or it's approaching that hot chick that you see at you know, Olive Garden. It's confidence.
Yeah, true.
So I think that it's – and I always say that the most important thing that you can do when you're dating is to cultivate – and when you're – as a human being, as a human on this planet, is to cultivate confidence. And so I think that people are – you know, I'm always telling people I have more confidence in bed and in dating and in meeting people. And I just – I'm going to give you some tips today because what I did was, you know, we get so many emails from listeners – at feedback@sexwithemily.com. We're getting hundreds of emails a week. And I'm trying to pick a theme in them because I want to answer them all. And these all lead back to confidence. So I thought, let's just, like I say, like it's so easier said than done. Just be confident. Just fake it till you make it. But I'm going to give you some concrete tips today to really improve your confidence. Menace, you probably don't need it because you're so confident all the time.
Not all the time, no.
Right.
Like this weekend, I didn't know what to do with myself.
I'm not either. Everybody is insecure. Everybody's insecure, okay? I have insecurities. We all have insecurities. But you have to learn to live a life where your insecurities do not lead. Your personality and your greatest strengths lead in any conversation, in any situation, but you don't lead with your fears and insecurities. That, anyway, we'll get into that in a minute. I just went off on a rant because I felt like it. So... also, I am doing Loveline now every Thursday still until for the next 3 months.
Nice.
So anyone can check me out Thursday nights, which is a legendary show.
Yeah, if you're in San Francisco, listen to it on Live 105.3 at 10 p.m.
Yeah, it's awesome. Station. That's my station. It's on a bunch of radio stations. And it's also at lovelineshow.com. It's with Dr. Drew. You can watch it. Or you can listen to it, or you could listen to it on the radio at your local place. I just had to get that in because I forgot to mention that. Okay, so what else? I want to ask you, what are you up to this week? Oh, you're coming back to Coachella.
Yep.
I have to admit, even though I'm over concerts and I really am, the crowd's the thing. It takes forever. You got to get tickets. And I have VIP tickets. I just don't want to deal with the people. What does that mean? Is that bad? Is that a bad trend? Is that bad?
No, that's not bad.
You didn't even have fun. And you're the second person who didn't have fun. My neighbor just walked up to me. I'm like, oh my God, how was Coachella? She's like, it sucked. And I was like, really? Like, she, oh my God. And then,
well, they didn't have that oh my God moment that they usually have every year that makes it all worth it. That one thing that happened, like the year before, they had a freaking hologram of Tupac, a guy that's been dead for years.
That flipped your mind.
And then, you know, there's always that one thing that happens each year, like Kanye West performs or, you know, something crazy happens. And what happened was this year there was so much hype that Daft Punk was going to play. And Daft Punk was seen in the area and they're like, no, they're not playing. But then there was like this video that played of Daft Punk at the show. So there was all this hype like, oh, my God, they're going to play right after Phoenix. Right? And the moment comes where everybody's been waiting to see if Daft Punk plays, and freaking R. Kelly walked on stage and did a song. And people were not happy. They almost booed it. And it sucks.
Man.
It sucks because people actually would have been excited if R. Kelly came out on stage if there wasn't all this Daft Punk hype that was going on. But Daft Punk hype just overshadowed the whole weekend. And now everyone was just disappointed, so they didn't have fun.
Oh, that's such a bummer. What a mistake. Coachella, by the way, I feel like not everyone knows that it's a festival in Palm Springs in the desert every year, and it's really fun. And it used to be fun. And this year they extended. It was fun the year that I had sex backstage, which I talked about in the last show. Yes. And I don't mean to keep bringing that up. Did you have sex anywhere?
No, not backstage, no.
Did you have sex anywhere?
No, I didn't. I was with like a big group of people.
Speaking of sex, I've got a really good thing for you. Okay, so you know how we always talk about these mask sexual flavors?
Mm-hmm.
You go to masksexualflavors.com. That's MASQUE. And they're like these flavor strips, kind of like those Listerine strips that you put on your tongue. And they mask the taste of semen, right? So the whole purpose are so men can get more oral sex. So maybe this weekend it can help you. But I've learned more about – I've been talking about mask forever because I think it's a great invention, because there are men around the planet who suffer and do never, ever, ever, ever get oral sex from their partners because she doesn't like the taste of semen or the gag reflex, the whole thing. So not only does mask come in four flavors, like we always talk about, chocolate, strawberry, mango, chocolate – but it has they all have a little minty taste like beneath that. So when you're performing oral sex, the tingle feels good on your penis. Like, she puts it on her tongue and you can't even feel it. Like, it dissolves on her tongue. It takes 20 minutes. You cannot taste semen. But it'll taste minty like that whole – do you remember Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky? Do you remember that whole thing when she did she did the Altoid in her mouth and then performed oral sex on him?
Uh-huh.
It feels good. I'm just telling you, added thing for mask.
Have you ever tried one of those mint condoms? They feel crazy.
Crazy good or crazy bad?
Yeah, crazy good.
Right.
Yeah.
So everyone has to order masks. You have to go to masks, or go to my website, sexwithemily.com. Click on mask. You can get free samples. They're giving away free samples to everyone in the world. So do that now. So you didn't have sex there. That's cool. And you're going back.
What's
to
going
Steven.
On with you? What's up
you.
With you having sex? What's up with the boning?
I'm having sex. I'm balling. What'd you say? Am I balling?
You're boning.
Boning.
You're boning.
And I'm balling. I'm and boning. Balling. I am having sex with somebody.
Really?
I'm having sexual relations.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah, with a cool dude that I met. And
this is a new guy. This is not a past guy, somebody that you knew?
No.
You're a liar. You're lying.
No, what do you mean past guy that I knew?
No, somebody that you knew.
You know it changes every few months, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Is this somebody that you knew from the past? Like, this is not just some, like, random person that you just met by being in
LA.
No,
it's not my ex-boyfriend who lives here. No.
No, but I'm still saying, is this somebody that you already knew before you moved to L.A.?
No, it is not. Would you like to ask me any more questions? Why don't we play 20
Liar.
Questions?
Oh, 20 why questions, are you getting all go. Nervous? Okay.
20 questions, go. Okay, ask me two questions.
All right. So you've been boning, right? How often do you bone?
How often do I bone this particular person?
Yeah. How often do you bone this particular person?
I haven't been boning him long enough to have a pattern of boningness.
Oh, okay.
No, anyway, he's a really cool guy. And he's, and he, you know what? He actually has been obsessed with sex since he was a young kid. Like, he read all of his parents' sex books about how to please a woman. And he knows a lot about pleasing a woman. And I have to say that in my life, it doesn't happen that often. And I'm not saying most men don't know. They know some stuff. But it's very rare that you find someone who knows a lot of stuff. And that's why I do my show, Sex with Emily, because sex education in the world is not good. It sucks. Because, especially in America, because guys are, they're 11 years old and they're watching porn, which we all know is not a good place to learn about sex. Because porn, you only see it's created for the man by the man lots of times. And you see the in and out. She's not having real orgasms. That position doesn't feel good to her. And people are learning from porn. So bottom line is this guy studies and reads and learns and researches. And like, he knows it. It's cool. So I have to say that I appreciate his skills.
Does he work in entertainment?
Sort of.
Oh. Pornography.
He's not a porn director nor a porn star. Anyway, whatever. It's new. I'm having fun. I'm in a new city. Guys in LA ask you out a lot more here, a lot more often. Like, they just don't. And it's like that whole approach thing. That's what we're going to get to in a minute when we get to your emails at feedback@sexwithemily.com and talking about confidence. Is that I hear from so many men who just are like, they're like, Emily, forget the sex. I can't even talk to a woman. I can't even approach a woman. And so, you know, it's interesting that I think, like, in, I don't know what it is about this town, or I know it's a personality thing too. It happens in every city, but in San Francisco, it just doesn't happen as much. Where, like, there's like the Whole Foods, like, you know, I'm going to get hit on at this one Whole Foods, like, at least three times. And they're like, cute, normal, whatever. I haven't given out my number, but I'm just saying, to people, the guys and girls, just start talking. Just start talking. You don't need a pickup line. You don't need anything special. Just start talking. It doesn't offend me, and I'm not creeped out. So I like it. I like when people ask me out. Although I still think my dog gets more attention than I do here, but that's cool.
It's a dog. Oh my god! Because I can't she's believe so you still cute.
I mean, she... I want to get rid of her. She's crazy. She's good. No, but it's funny. People freak out about my dog here. It's the weirdest thing. They're like, never seen a fucking dog like my dog. They're like, is she a this? Is she a that? And I don't think it's not just like dudes hitting on me or whatever. It's like people are like really truly think she's adorable and interested in her. And I'm happy that Los Angeles is her new home.
So annoying.
Anyway, so we can get in some emails here.
Yeah, go for it.
From the peoples.
I like hearing from the peeps. Oh, do you know what?
I love hearing.
We have reminded people to like just when you send an email to the show, can you just, you don't have to say your real name, but can you say what city you're from, what state you're listening from, and how you listen to the radio show? Like, is it through iTunes?
That's a great idea.
Is it through Stitcher? Is it through sexwithemily.com? Do you get a text translation from, you know, some funky website?
Exactly. We want to know how you listen, how you consume it. And we should mention the Stitcher app, Stitcher. Which is an awesome app for your smartphone that you can literally listen to any podcast in the world, but specifically Sex with Emily, just by plugging in your earphones on your smartphone and listening to it anywhere on the go. People think, like, still, some people still think you got to download it onto your iTunes and then blah, 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 but it's, like, so friggin' easy to listen to it wherever you go now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So, well, this is funny. Someone just started this email, hello, Dr. Emily. And as we know, I am getting my doctorate at the end of this month. So, if
finally,
all goes well,
it's happened to me.
So, I'm going to be a doctor in 10 days, but he's the first one who's called me doctor, so I love him already. This is from Ian. Dear, hello, Dr. Emily. First off, I want to say you have an amazing sight here. The fact that I learned so many things on pleasuring women is astounding. I'm an 18-year-old guy. I'm a virgin, but I want to keep learning ways to pleasure women that I may end up with and hopefully show some ladies that there are men who know what they are doing. I am tired of being a virgin, but I have not approached any women and tried starting convos with them. The thing is, I just can't seem to start talking to women. I've gone on long enough, but I don't want to ask a generic question. What is the mindset I need to truly believe that I can attract women? Thanks, Ian. So this is a question that's a common, I mean, Ian, I hear you, man. First of all, I want to like clap for you. I love that you want to learn to pleasure women before you're even with a woman. It's like the guy that I was talking about that I'm with, like he studied women before, which some people might think that sounds crazy. But honestly, women are confusing. We're all different. You learn from every woman, and the more you know, the more knowledge you can gain is great. So I love that you're doing that. But before, if you are going to lose your virginity, you are right. You do have to start talking to women and approaching them. So you're not going to sleep with a woman until you start talking to them. So just start practicing, okay? It's all about practicing because I believe that the approach is a muscle. And it truly is a muscle that you have to exercise. Like, I even know people who've dated for 2 years and they break up with someone. They're like, I don't know how to talk to a woman or a man, or I don't know how to date. But once you start doing it and practicing, you get a lot better at it. So just practice talking to five women a day or three women a day. It doesn't mean anything. You say hi on the bus, hi at the coffee shop, hi at work in the hallway. Start talking to women, and then you can engage in conversation. When you walk in, let's say you walk in the coffee shop in the morning, right? And there is no creepy pickle line. You're standing there and you observe something. This is a great tip for guys who are having a hard time talking to women. Make an observation. Let's say you walk into Starbucks and there's a really long line. You just go, wow, the line's long today. See what happens. This helps you engage. And this can be, maybe you don't want to say anything first time, second time. People are like, just look at you and smile and be like, does this always happen here? You can just observe what's going on around you, and people will want to chime into the conversation. It might even be men that chime in, but then the women around you see, oh, wow, this person's got personality. He's a leader. He's talking. So just start to just practice talking and be relevant. Be specific. Show that you're interested in her as a person if you start talking. You can ask her opinion. Wait, do you always get the lattes here? What do you like? I mean, so, and just start building confidence that way. I think you got to practice talking to women so you get over the fear. You might get rejected 100 times, but eventually you're just not even going to think about it anymore. Right, Menace? You're a man.
Yes.
I think. I know. Didn't you have to practice?
Yeah, you definitely had to practice. And you just talk to anybody, you know?
Anybody.
Anybody.
So,
and you figure things out.
Exactly. And also, it's just like, I also want to say one of the big things about like trying to build your confidence, people always ask me. And the first thing is, I just want to say to this guy and to everybody, since this show's about confidence, and I'm kind of weaving the topic into the emails here, is that you need to recognize your insecurities. So what is that voice in the back of your mind say? Like, what is that one thing that makes you ashamed and uncomfortable? It could be anything to like regrets you have, that you haven't finished that last semester at school, a past traumatic experience, you know, the zit you have on your nose. I don't fucking know what it is, but we all have something that makes us insecure. Right, Manus, don't you?
Yes.
Yes.
My thing is, like, I've said this on the show many times before. You just need to practice talking to people and it builds your confidence. You see somebody, the person that's checking you out at the grocery store, you know, ask them how they're doing that day. You just practice conversations and it totally builds your confidence. You don't have to worry about what you look like or what you wear. People don't see that. They look at you in the face when they talk to you and you just, you know, project confidence. They're just going to fall in love with you. It's easy.
Right.
It's easy, exactly. People.
Easy, but it's easy. But you might not succeed the first, second, third time. You may be like, yeah, the 100th time, but it takes practice. So, I mean, we all have insecurities, but the thing is, figure out what these things are. Like, what are the things in your mind that are holding you back that you feel bad about? And then you could write them down. Like, you could, like, literally, like, make a list, and then you could, like, tear them up once you start feeling positive about them. And you also need to remember that to be thankful for what you do have. So a lot of times when I'm feeling negative, we have these negative selves. First of all, so the first thing is like writing them down. Once you write down all these things, that you can look at them and go, you know what? I'm really not that bad at this, or this isn't really that bad, or I'm whatever. And we realize that we tell these stories all the time and they perpetuate and they make us insecure. So like start that. We're going to get back to some more tips after we read the next email.
Yeah.
Okay. Because don't you think, Menace, you got to recognize what's holding you back. And then like literally the end of the game, like, I could say nothing else about confidence, but I'm going to, is that this whole journey in life is about accepting yourself. Loving yourself for all of your strengths and all of your weaknesses, because we all have them. And until you learn to love yourself, you're really not going to find anyone else to love you. So that's the kind of work I'm trying to give you today to do. Okay, next email here. Dear Emily, it has legit been so long since I have had any sex. Hookup, buddy, boyfriend, or anything that I feel like a virgin once again. I've always been the girl who never had any trouble getting a good guy, But recently, I've had nothing, and it's been awful. Any motivating tips for me to get back in the game with some sexy confidence? So this is a woman having the same issues. I mean, you know, different issues he's approaching, but she's got to feel confident getting back into the game. So I would say, first of all, recognize what your insecurities are and identify your successes. Here's a big thing. Our minds are trained a lot of times to go off on the negative, but really think about all the good things in your life. Like think about like the things that you are grateful for. What is your success? What do you focus on your talents? Focus on like what makes you feel good every day. Give yourself credit for your little mini successes. Because we've like this inferior state of mind, which we've declared ourselves a victim, we're bad, we're not good, we're insecure. So whatever it is, start to express yourself through, you know, you can write it down, through art, music, writing. Find something that you enjoy. Now, this is what is most attractive to people in general. Like, I love, like, to me, the most attractive thing about a man is not, like, how tall he is or what car he drives, but it's a guy who has passion about his life. And he loves what he does. Like, I don't care what he does. It's not about that. It's like, he's got passion. He has interests. He has things that exist beyond me. He's not going to make his whole life about me. He's got good friends. You know, he loves barbecuing. I don't care. He makes me a mean steak. Love it. But he's passionate, and he doesn't lead with all the negative things. So I would say start working on yourself. Like, really, that's where the confidence comes from, is recognizing your insecurities, working on yourself, celebrating things you are good at, and, like, finding new passions in life. Because, again, that's what attracts you. What attracts people to you, friends and lovers, is someone who's passionate about life. Right, Menace?
I totally agree.
Yeah, good. And so she wants to, so I feel like, Kim, it sounds to me like you've just been in a bad place, because you said you've always been the girl who never had any trouble, but recently it's awful. And so I want to know, Kim, what's changed in your life? Did you lose a job? Did you move to a new city? Are you going through a breakup? Did you have a death in your family, a divorce? I mean, you could have had a trauma you're going through. I don't know, but sometimes there is probably something holding you back, some kind of fear, and I would get into that, you know, if you need to go see a counselor or talk to some close friends, because, you know, if you're a chick who had all these guys and now you don't, I'm sure something's happened with maybe the attitude. Maybe you're putting an attitude out there that you don't even know. A lot of women put an attitude out there that they're unapproachable. I know so many women.
Oh, yeah.
We hear this, so successful, so smart, so attractive, blah, 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 can't get a guy for the save their life. And it's because they are not approachable. They have their headphones in. They're not smiling. They're walking down there. They're on the phone all the time when they're walking to get their lunch.
They look
irritated.
Why
not get off the goddamn phone and talk to people on your, smile at people on the street? I mean, this might all sound super cheesy, but seriously, how the hell are you going to meet someone if you're listening to your goddamn iPhone all day?
True that.
Well, and you can also, you want sexy confidence, you could take a pole dancing class. Just kidding. I've never taken one. But
no.
I hear that they do help women feel sexy.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
Yes. Ridiculous. Okay. You got other emails here.
You better never start doing those pole dancing classes, because
I want to do a pole dance. I've heard that they're great workouts.
I would barf in my mouth. I think they're
God.
So dumb. So dumb.
I had strippers one time at Mitchell Brothers in San Francisco teach me how to be on the pole, and it's all about your shoes. It's all about the shoes.
Oh, shoes. Really? Christian
Louboutin?
Yeah,
you need to have this... No, dude. Christian Louboutins would ruin it. You need to get the stripper shoes. Like, they have stripper stores where they sell stripper shoes that are super high with the hat. You're always like, how the hell is she doing that in 8-inch heels? Because they have this rubber sole that you clamp together and then you hoist yourself up the pole. I could be a dancer. I know how to do it.
Go make that money then. Why are we poor doing a podcast?
Why are we poor podcaster radio show people? I don't know, Menace. I should have been a pole dancer / call girl long time ago.
No, we would have made so much money. I would have.
I know.
Looked after your finances for you or something.
Really?
Or like washed your car? I don't know.
Oh my
washed
God.
your Mercedes.
Poor. I mean, we're poor, but we're happy, and we're helping people have better sex. Yeah. So I don't feel that bad. No, we're getting rich. Okay, soon it's coming. Menace, this is the year of the money. This is the year of the big green stuff. I'm talking money.
I'm down.
Dear Emily, I just started listening to your show recently, and I love it. I've had a lot of bad and mediocre sex. I lost my virginity to a boy I was in love with, and it used to be so incredibly easy for me to finish, meaning have an orgasm. Since then, it's gotten much harder. A lot of times, I feel like I hit a wall at 70%, and I just can't get past it. I'm now dating a boy that I'm completely in love with. We only have sex once a week, twice if I'm lucky, and I'm sort of half finishing. From what I've read, in order to have better orgasms, women really need to know their own bodies, and I feel like I don't. I have masturbated before, but I've never had any toys, never known what I was doing, and always felt ashamed. How can I get over that? Signed, Lucy. Okay, Lucy, first off, totally normal. I mean, you are in a place, I don't know how old you are. A lot of women don't even have their first orgasm until they're like in their mid-20s, early 20s, till they experiment with their body. And the truth is, 100% you have to get to know your own, you have to get to know your own body. And you said that you just said that you haven't done the work yet. I wish that everyone could have the experience that I had, because I moved to San Francisco. I was 22 years old, and I had never, I sort of had an orgasm, but not really. I didn't even know about masturbation until I was like 20. Like, it didn't even occur to me to masturbate, which is why I've gone into hypersex drive now, being a sex educator. But the point is, I went into Good Vibrations, and they are amazing. And I don't know where you live, Lucy, but they have a store in Boston, and they have three stores in San Francisco and one in Oakland. And maybe where you live, they have a really cool like sex shop. You can probably look it up. And a lot of them are going the way of Good Vibrations. But at the time, Good Vibrations was like legendary and was like very unique, because they, you can walk in. I was nervous, right? But it's like bright. It's like a beautiful store, and it's really cool. And there's like vibrators and toys everywhere. And like a sales clerk comes up to me and says, how can I help you? And it's like, I'm like, well, I'm kind of looking into like, I don't have that many orgasms. And like, she talked me through like clitoral orgasms and G-spot orgasms. And like, I bought a G-spot book and how to find my G-spot. And so like, I did that work. Now, what I'm saying for you, Lucy, is that I had to do that work. I could not, I think that I would not have been able to have an orgasm with a partner had I not done the work. Now, so again, I would say like, and don't make it work. Like we say it's work. Like I should stop saying that. It's pleasure. Like you can give yourself the most amazing pleasure, but you got to put in the time. And I know it's like everything. It's like going to the gym, but this is way better than the gym, because you get to lay in bed and find out your erogenous zones. So I would suggest, yeah, I mean, start with your fingers, you know, one night, like draw a bath, you can get in the bath, start touching your body. But also, yeah, if you asked me about toys specifically, toys are great. I mean, I know a lot of people who never were able to do it with their fingers, and they used toys. So again, Good Vibrations, you can't, if you don't live in the Bay Area or Boston, you won't be able to have that experience of going in the store. But you can go to their website, which is goodvibes.com, and they have 24-hour people you can talk to. I actually don't know if it's 24 hours, but I think it is. It's a call line where they can actually help you in the same way they help you in the store. You can be like, listen, I'm not sure. I've tried this one. I've tried that one, or clitoral vibrator, and they can help you find a good one. But I can also help you right now find a good one. A lot of women, if you're not used to it, they start out with their clitoris. Even women who have G-spot orgasms, which are located two-thirds inside of the vagina, need to have a clitoral orgasm first. And then their G-spot gets engulfed, it expands, and then it's easier to have a G-spot. So a lot of women start with clitoral vibrators. I love the Jeju Mimi from Good Vibrations, J-E-J-O-U-E. And it's a great one. It's the top-rated vibrator now at Good Vibes. And it's so small, and it's not intimidating at all. And you can also use it during intercourse, because 80% of women need extra clitoral stimulation when they're having sex with their partner. So this one, like, fits in the palm of your hand. Like, you can't hear it. It's, like, silent. It's rechargeable, and it's awesome. But they've got a lot of clitoral vibrators. So here's the deal. Go to goodvibes.com, use coupon code GVEMILY20, and you get 20% off orders of $100 or more, and that is GVEMILY20. So I would recommend for you that, Lucy, that you check out some that you could use during intercourse with your boyfriend, so you can get there and finish, and also stuff to start exploring your body. That's what I got to say to that. And that's all very important news. I'm going off today. And if you noticed, I did not tell the story about my friend who masturbated for 30 days.
Because I know. I told it so many times.
You knew. You left the room and got a sandwich because you thought I was going to tell that story.
Yes.
But I didn't tell that story about my friend who masturbated every day for 30 days in a row when she was 21 because she couldn't have an orgasm, and she finally did. So sometimes you need to make a commitment, and you need to commit.
I think you just told the
story. I know, because I couldn't help not telling the story. I feel so bad that I wasn't telling the story. I was like, I always tell this goddamn story. I need to tell the story. Okay, Menace, so you agree with me there.
I do.
Don't you feel like a woman? I mean, let me just say this, Menace.
Do I feel like a woman? No.
No. you've intercourse with women, correct?
Correct.
And I'd say you've intercourse with a handful of women that if I ask you a question right now, you could answer with pretty good data.
Yes.
Would you say that women in bed who show you what they like, either by taking your hand or using their own hands on themselves or telling you, how has that been received by you, that behavior?
What? Say it again.
If you've been in bed with a woman and she knows what she likes and she can show you what she likes and she tells you what she likes, how do you feel about that?
I like for her to take control. It makes it
right?
easy. Yeah.
Exactly. So you're not like, oh, you know your body so well, you must be a slut. Or, oh, you know your body so well, you did. No. You're like, thank you, because I would have just spent the next friggin' months trying to find your clitoris, and it would have been a disaster.
Yeah.
So thanks for telling me. That's all I got to say about that.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Menace. All right. Hey, Emily. An old friend of mine from my childhood just moved back into town. We've been talking on Facebook, but I hate talking online, and it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. I'm a bit of a shy guy, but what is the best way to rekindle this relationship and not end up in the friend zone or be that guy? Down the street, she knows. Thanks, Tom. Oh, so he said in quotes, I don't want to end up in the friend zone or be that guy. Down the street, she knows.
What?
So Tom, he doesn't want to be in the friend zone. He's shy.
Yeah.
He's got a chick. He's got an old childhood friend just moved back to town. They're chatting online. It's not going anywhere. And he wants to make the move, but doesn't want to be shy and wants to rekindle it, but doesn't want to be the friend zone. So let me tell you something, Tom. Get off of Facebook. Stop frigging going back and forth and sending emails, because that annoys the hell out of me. People are like, oh, we're in a relationship. We've been chatting on Match.com for 3 months. Like, meet her already. I want you to definitively say, next week, you're coming with me to the whatever, some cool event happening in your city. Oh my God, next week you have to come with me on Wednesday night to the museum opening or whatever it is. Just be like assertive. Women like that. Like, I like when guys tell me, like, I'm seeing you next week. And you don't have to be a dick about it. You can just be like, next, and then take it off there. Then you take her out. Go somewhere that you're comfortable, that you like, that maybe even your friends are around that can make you feel comfortable. Or, you know, not too many friends, so she doesn't think you're taking her on a friend date, you know, like a date with all your buddies. But, like, go somewhere that's comfortable to you and then meet her. And I would have to say that you got to just start being yourself and be confident with her. Don't start talking to her about her problems and troubles and issues the first date. Show you what you're passionate about. Show who you are. Ask lots of questions about herself. And don't let yourself be in the friend zone, because people let themselves. Women don't just decide, I'm going to put him in the friend zone. It happens because of the behavior that the man is doing. And what the man is doing is he's not standing up to her. He's not acting like a man. He's acting like a friend. He's like listening to her issues. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll run errands with you, or I'll come over and fix your light bulb. You know what? Like, yeah, like you could, but you could also, you know, you're interested in her. I'd start acting like a man who is interested in someone. Don't waste time. Menace, what do you say?
I say just go for it. And a bottle of, probably I would go with Don Julio on this one, silver. You know, Jesus, we'll give you enough. I'm just kidding. No, just go for it. Do or die. You don't want to be in the friend zone. You don't want to waste your time. You know, you want something more than a friendship. So go for it. And if it doesn't work out, then fine. It's not going to be the situation that you wanted anyways. So just get it over with, man. Go
exactly.
for it.
Exactly. And remember also, you have to, but going back to confidence, this one wasn't specifically about confidence, but I'm telling you, the thing that makes you feel good, again, is just be like a positive person with her. And like, even if you don't feel that way, like maybe you're feeling insecure, you're feeling like the shy guy, but people really are attracted to positive people. So don't let people make you feel intimidated or feel inferior. And don't be afraid when you're on this date with her to project to her your strengths and your qualities. Like, it's not like you need to brag, like, I just bought this new car, but be like, yeah, work is great, and I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And, like, just be excited and be positive in life. That helps build your confidence and helps build your confidence talking to chicks. Feel good about yourself. Right, Menace? God knows you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's the only way to get by. You don't want to be at home and be depressed. at all.
No, you really don't, do you? You don't want to be depressed. Okay. Well, I think that's what we got for today, dude. That's our show.
It's a wrap. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. I so appreciate it. There's a few things that you could do if you would like to help support our brand, our show, Sex with Emily, is you could go to my website, sexwithemily.com, sign up for my mailing list. I never share email addresses. I only will send you things that will improve your sex life. How's that? And your relationship. That's all. Yes. No wasted things. No naked pictures of menace unless you want those. That's separate. But that's what I'll be sending you. And also follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily. And you can also write a review on iTunes. Go to the Sex with Emily podcast and say how much it rocks and give us 5 stars. You can find Menace. Menace, you keep changing. So what are your Menace?
I'm just Menace on Instagram, Menace on Twitter. Follow me there.
Okay. Also, one more thing. I've got amazing iPhone apps. Kegel Camp will improve your sex life for men and women. 5 minutes a day. Kegels, yes, they're for men. You can do them. And Sex Drive, great for couples. And my book is Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. Love you, Menace.
All right. Love you, too.
Bye. Thanks, everyone, for listening. For Just Sex with Emily, was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. This episode is brought to you by one of our amazing sponsors, Mask Sexual Flavor Strips. They enhance your sexual experiences with a taste of strawberry, mango, watermelon, or chocolate. It's kind of like a Listerine strip, but for sex. So if you like sex and you want to make it even more enjoyable, and you like hearing Sex with Emily for free, check out Mask at sexualflavors.com. Enjoy the show. I promise your sex life will improve.